Blackstone presents Life Among Hollywood's Extra Girls by Edgecombe Pynchon. This book is read by Leanne Howlett. She is a little Hungarian beauty, somber purple eyes, quaintly gabled black brows, the fluent figure of a rush, and lips, full, relaxed, and red as a blown poppy. With her pleasant speech and gentle manners, one might be excused for regarding her as the cherished child of some leisured and wealthy family, a little extra girl, who kindly volunteered to sit for this interview. I chose her because she has every possible advantage an extra girl could have. Brains, beauty, personality, a serious outlook on her work, a college education which did not seriously damage her, and a father who has enjoyed a considerable reputation as a character actor. While her earnings are a desirable addition to the family income, she lives at home, a protected, cultivated life. Under the circumstances, I felt that her report upon the extra girl and her problems would be not only well-informed, but dispassionate and objective. But I hardly expected it would be so somber. Perhaps the fact that two of her less fortunate girlfriends had committed suicide during the month may have had something to do with the level sadness of her voice. But, of course, it could not alter the appalling little bit of statistics she gave me, for she was quoting from the records of the Central Casting Bureau itself. Here, in brief, is the extra girl situation. At the Central Casting Bureau of Los Angeles alone, there are registered over 10,000 extras. About 6,000 of these are women and girls. And the daily average of employment is 210. That is to say that throughout the year, for every girl that is employed, there are 30 others who are not. This is the permanent situation. The standard wage is $7.50 a day, $10 a day when very expensive clothes are required, for the extra girl must provide her own wardrobe and be ever ready at the ring of the telephone to appear on the lot dressed in smart morning, afternoon, or evening gowns as required, or in up-to-date sport clothes. Of course, she must keep on hand a variety of modish hats with shoes and hosiery to match. All this on $7.50 a day now and then. In order to meet this impossible situation, the girls work in little semi-cooperative groups, swapping clothes with each other as occasion requires. Of these 6,000 aspirants for stardom, not one of whom but is convinced that she is an undiscovered Dolores del Rio, some 2 or 3%, in course of time, may obtain bits, as the small character parts are called, and about
sample complete. Ready to continue?